Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
The thought that an IP address can map to a person or even a location just seems kind of weird, but apparently there are organizations that do that, and while it was more meant to give you an idea of approximately where something was, in some cases, people are actually using it as a proxy for where stuff actually is. And sadly, people are, suffering the consequences of that. Decisions that were made many, many years ago, people are now taking matters into their own hands using the geolocation databases, which have GPS coordinates and going to where those GPS coordinates are, and taking matters into their own hands. And there are some very unfortunate people who happen to live in the crosshairs of these GPS coordinates that really don't like it, and are having a really bad time, and really kind of points to the whole issue with it. And in fact, the organizations didn't even really understand that this was going on, right? And so, again, the decisions in some cases were made more than 10 years ago, and they put the information out there not with the intent that it would be used in the way that it was being used, but more just to kind of give you a general location. So, for example, if an IP address is just associated with the United States and it's not more specific, there is a place in Kansas where it ends up, and it turns out it's like at the front of somebody's it's in front of somebody's driveway, and those particular people who live in like the middle of nowhere are basically getting harassed because spammers are using those random IP addresses. And the same thing can be said for an address in Virginia that seems to get a lot of efforts or gets a lot of harassment by well-meaning law enforcement or whomever. But the problem is that those GPS coordinates are somewhere. And they're getting used. And so this is just kind of the company in question, MaxMind, is going to correct these oversights and make it very obvious that these GPS coordinates don't actually map anywhere. For example, map it into the middle of make sure it's a completely unpopulated area, or map it into the middle of the ocean or something like that. So it's not really, it's obvious that it's not meant to map to a specific person, because even in a specific location, right? I mean, there's address translation going on, and you don't know if there's open Wi-Fi or not. And so, mapping and IP addresses can change too, right? So, if I get an IP address from Comcast, one time I might get a different IP address another time, and that's definitely an issue. So, if you're trying to locate somebody by an IP address, perhaps that's not the best way to do it. There's got to be you shouldn't just use an IP address for that. And in fact, even in law, I don't think you can do that, but that doesn't stop people from actually trying to do it. So it certainly turned into it turned into hell for people that were affected by these decisions, and hopefully people will get the idea, and these databases will get updated, and people that are people that are impacted by these things won't actually be impacted by them anymore, because they'll a little more thought will be put into this. And it's a lesson, right? You put information out there, it doesn't matter how you think it's going to be used. People will find other ways to use it, and that's just the way it goes. And I don't think you can do much about it. So hopefully, MaxMind and whoever other companies that hold these geo databases put some thought into it, make sure that real people, somebody takes that information and tries to act on it in some way that it's obvious that information is really shouldn't be used for that. There's other things that one has to do. There's due process that has to be followed, and don't just take the information out of these databases and go make a house call just because you think it's accurate, because it's not, and it was never designed to be, and it probably will never be.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.